ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா, ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா. ஸோ வென் லார்ட் ராம் இஸ் ட்ராயிங் இன் த ஃபாரஸ்ட், calling the leaves, calling the trees, calling the creepers, calling the flowers, vana devatas, the demigods, everybody saying, have you seen my Sita? Have you seen my lotus eyed Sita? Have you seen my mruganani Sita? That is in Dandakaranya near Nasik. So at that time when he was crying like a ordinary man, you know, how a hen pecked husband will cry on loss of his wife, like that he was crying. So at that time Lord Shiva was flying in the sky with his wife Parvati on a Viman. So Parvati says, look at your Lord, see how he is crying like an ordinary man. So he says, no, he is not crying, he is doing Leela, he is performing pastimes. No, what kind of Lord you are worshipping? See, he is such a, just for loss of a wife he is crying like an ordinary human being. So Lord Shankar is trying to convince her that it is not like that. He is just teaching a lesson that in a mortal world, if somebody is attached to his wife, then what happens to his condition? This is what happens to him if he is too attached to his wife. Still she is arguing. So then she goes down as Sita. She disguises herself as Sita just to test Lord Ram. He is calling, Sita, Sita, where are you, Sita? And suddenly Sita comes in front of him. Immediately Lord Ram bows down to her. He says, Mother Durga Devi, my obeisances to you, my pranams to you. immediately she is so embarrassed. She says, sorry. She also offers pranams. And she goes back. This place is called as, what is the place? Kapil Dhara is the place at which Sita Devi, sorry, Parvati Devi came down to test Lord Ram. And that is where Devahuti, what we are reading in Bhagavatam these days, Kapil Dev, the son of Devahuti and Kardam Muni, is teaching his mother the Sankhya Yoga. At the same place where Kapil Dev taught Sankhya Yoga to Mother Devahuti. And after whole Sankhya Yoga teachings were over, Mother Devahuti became self-realized. And she became a river called Kapila River. And that's why it's called Kapil Dhara. And then that Kapila River goes ahead and meets Godavari at Agni Tirtha. When we go to Tapovan, how many of you have come to Tapovan with me? Yeah, Tapovan, maybe we are taking Yatra in Nasik. That is where Godavari comes like this and Kapila comes like this and they meet, and that is called as Brahma Tirtha or Tridev Tirtha or Agni Tirtha, because the Lord Ram was there in the forest and Lakshman cuts the nose and ears of Sharpanaka. That time Lord understands that now is not going to be easy because I have irritated or instigated a woman, insulted her, although righteously, but still now a lot of disaster is going to be there. Now there is not going to be peace. 13 years there was no war. There was war. He was killing demons, but not as seriously as this. Now Khar Dushan and 14,000 demons are going to definitely attack, because she has gone insulted. She is going to go bring them and there will be war. So then he says, Lakshman, you stay back. I am just coming. So he takes Sita without knowledge of Lakshman and he brings her to that place called Agni Tirtha, where Kapila and Godavari meets. And that time Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh, all these three personalities appear there, and Agni Dev also appears there. And this original Sita is given to Agni Dev, and Lord Ram says, please take care of my wife. And in return Agni Dev gives Chaya Sita to Ram, Prati Sita, that means the another image of Sita. It's not a real Sita, but like Sita, same like Sita only. And then that Sita Ram brings back to the kutiya. So Lakshman doesn't know anything what has happened, and that Sita Ravan actually takes away. It's not original Sita, because original Sita no one can touch, it's totally Lord's property. So then Ravan, then Kardushan comes, and then Kardushan he just slays. In such 45 minutes, Lord Ram kills Khar, Dushan, another one brother of Trikantak, I think. Trishir. And 14,000 demons, and Shubhanaka is watching like this. My God, how he is killing like anything, on the standing on the ghound, not even chariot. And Khar Dushan with all his powers attacking, but still they are slain in 45 minutes. Then she runs away from there, flies in the sky, and goes to Lanka to inform. And then Ravan comes, take her away. It's like that. So that that Chayasita is kidnapped, and Chayasita stays for 1 year in Ashok Vatika, and then Lord Ram goes and kills. And then again, when there is Agni Pariksha, when he takes her back to Ayodhya, then everybody says that one Dhobi is there, Dhobi. That Dhobi is talking to his wife that, "You are such a foolish lady, you are such an unchaste lady. You have stayed in somebody's house for one night. How can you come to my house? I can't accept you. I am not like Lord Ram, who has accepted Sita even after 1 year she stayed in somebody else's house." So that Ram is in disguise that time, in the night time, going for Gast vigil in the night. Lord Ram comes back and says, "My countrymen are not happy with me because they are saying I am not a good example. They are quoting my example against me." So then Lord Ram says, "I am rejecting my wife." And he sends her to Valmiki's ashram. And then she gives birth to Lav and Kush. And then Lav and Kush go around and tell about Ramayana. And that time Sita is brought back. Just to prove Sita's chastity, Lord Ram says, "Lakshman, arrange fire. Let me see whether she is real pure or not." So Lakshman, by his own hands, again makes a fire, and Sita enters in the fire. At that time, when Sita enters the fire, Agnidev gives the real Sita out of the fire. So world feels that Sita Devi goes inside and passes the test and comes out without being burnt. But at that very moment, Agnidev takes the Chaya Sita and releases original Sita back. And the world sees, "Oh, Sita Devi is chaste Devi." And that's how Ram and Sita get united. So later on, when real Sita is united with Ram, and then Rajabhishek, and she becomes queen, Ram becomes king. So this is when she comes back, and when he comes back from the Ayodhya, the people criticize. So that time only he makes her do this pariksha, and then they become they become king and queen, and then she becomes pregnant, and again there is somebody says something, so he sends her to Ayodhya ashram of Valmiki Muni. And then, if I remember correctly, Ramayana is sung by Lav Kush.
Dharani Mata takes.
That time Dharani Mata. Then she says that if I am chaste, then Mother Earth will take me inside. So at the same time, the Bhumi breaks up and takes Sita inside. And that time Agni again comes out with original Sita. Okay. So then, in the meantime, when Sita is in the ashram of Valmiki, lots of anushtan takes place, lots of fire sacrifice, yagya. So every time Lord Ram has to have wife next to him, but she is not there. So he would make one murti of Sita and do pran pratishtha and do yagya with her. So that's how there are many Sitas he creates by pran pratishtha. And all those ladies, they come to Sita and say that, "We have done service to you. When you are not there, we acted as you. So we should get some benediction, some vardhan." So all these Chaya Sitas, the one which was kidnapped by Ravan, and all the other ones which are sitting for the yagya with Lord Ram, they all are brought by Sita to Lord Ram. And she says that, "I am so grateful to them. When I was not there, they have done so much service to you. So why don't you accept them as your wives?" So he says, "In this incarnation, I cannot accept them as my wife or my wives. When I'll come as Krishna, I will accept them as my wives. So all these Chaya Sitas also came. When Krishna came as Krishna, Lord Krishna, all these ladies who served Krishna as Lord Ram as Chaya Sitas, they are accepted by Krishna as their wives. Hare Krishna. Also, when Lord Ram was walking in the Mithila Desh, Janakpuri, on the order of Vishwamitra, he goes there. So many girls in Mithila, they get attracted to Lord Ram. And they say, we want to marry you. But he says, in this avatar, I cannot marry anybody else. Only one lady I will marry. But when I will come as Krishna, I will make you gopis and marry you. So these Mithila Rupa Devis, they took birth in Nandagaon. Took birth in Nandagaon and in many houses. And as young girls, they would come to Nanda Bhavan in Yashoda's house and serve her, to serve Krishna. You know, like bring cloth, bring water, bring this, bring that. Menial services, they would be eagerly serving as maid servants. And looking at beautiful Krishna, their heart becomes so enamored. And although he was very small, they were very small, but they were feeling that he should be our husband. So then they meet, they all individually have the desire in the heart. We want to marry Krishna, we want to marry Krishna. But nobody could express to anybody. Because they are like feeling only, I may be thinking like this. I don't know whether they are thinking the same thing or not. So one day they go to bank of Jamuna, just to be together, play in the water of Jamuna. And they were alone at that time. One day they were alone in the bank of Jamuna. So all these girls started expressing their heart. One first said, I really love Krishna, I want to marry him. Other said, yeah, I also have the same feeling. So everybody expresses their heart, we all want to marry Krishna as husband. But how to do that? How to attract him? So then Vrindadevi comes from there. And Vrindadevi, they bow down to her and they say, we want to marry Krishna as a husband. Can you tell us how to do it? So Vrindadevi chants a lot of mantras in the ears of all these gopis. And tells them Katyayani Vrata. She explains them Katyayani Vrata. Katyayani is a form of actually Durga Devi, but that Durga Devi is Subhadra Devi herself. Subhadra Devi incarnates as Katyayani Devi, and her vrat, Vrindadevi explains all the gopis. And then Kartik month ends, and Kartik Purnima, when Tulsi Vivaha takes place, after that 30 days these girls, they do fasting. And they every day go in the morning before sunrise, holding hands, chanting the names of the Lord, singing songs, go to Jamuna, and full day fasting, they perform vrata for Katyayani Devi, keeping Krishna in mind as desirable husband. The 30 days pass and then Margashirsha Purnima comes. On the Margashirsha Purnima, their vrat gets over, 30 days are over. And they are very happy, but it's become very cold by the time. Kartik, after Kartik, 1 month is very cold, November mass, Margashirsha. So they enter the water to take bath, and the time Krishna comes with four small toddler friends of his, purposely. They who don't understand who is boy and a girl. They are so small. No? Toddling means rengte hoye. What is that called? Rangnari mula. What is that called? Rangnari mula. Such children he brings there. And they are all shouting, smiling, laughing and coming. And suddenly Krishna says, shh, now no more noise. Now see what I am doing. They all are taking bath in the river, and then Krishna goes and bends down and picks all the cloth and goes on the tree. And so then they start laughing loudly. All the children, what Krishna has done. When the gopis' attention goes, and they see, oh, our clothes have all gone up. There are no clothes there. So then they come out and take their clothes. And then Krishna says, you have passed all my tests. You have taken full surrender to me, fulfilled the desire. I know you have worshipped Katyayani Devi to get me as a husband. So I accept you as my wives. And 2 days from now, I will call you at the bank of Jamuna again, and I will perform Raslila with you. So these all Mithila Rupi gopis, they become these gopis, and they dance with Krishna in Raslila. That is the connection. When Varahade comes, also many ladies also get attracted to him. They also become gopis. When Matsya Avatar takes place, and Matsya Avatar is saving all the Vedas, protecting all the Vedas from disaster, pralaya. At that time, all Samudra Kanyas get attracted to Matsya, avatar of Krishna. And they desire to have union with Matsya. So he says, when I'll come as Krishna, I'll bring you gopis. They become gopis. When Krishna comes back after marrying with Ram comes back after marrying with Sita back to Ayodhya, Ayodhya Vasini ladies also get attracted to him. He says, "I'll fulfill your desires." Then he goes to forest with Sita, and he is walking alone in the forest in sannyasi dress. I mean, in the mendicant's dress, by wearing tree bark. At that time, there are many rishis who have perfected their life in devotion, and they develop that rus of conjugal affair with Krishna, Lord Ram. So when they saw Lord Ram, they had the same desire ki, we want to become your wives, we want to become woman and serve you as wife. So the rishis are desiring that. Lord Ram says, in this life only I am having one life, one wife. So you will become gopis in the next life. So they become rishichari gopis. Those who were rishis in Dandakaranya, they became gopis. So like that there are hundreds and many types of gopis who came from various sides. And Krishna fulfilled all their desires. Everybody who saw various forms of Krishna, various avatar of Krishna, they got attracted. They all were given benediction of becoming gopi when Krishna came as Krishna. And then he danced with them. Hare Krishna. What's the time now? It's too late. Thank you very much. Prabhu Ramchandra Bhagavan ki. Yeah.